USA News. I'm Ryan Daniels. The Atlanta District Attorney bringing Georgia election charges against former President Trump may be forced off the case. USA's John Schaefer with more.
On Monday, the judge overseeing the Georgia election subversion case involving Donald Trump and multiple co-defendants raised the possibility of disqualifying the district attorney responsible for bringing the case. This consideration stems from concerns that she may have financially benefited from a personal relationship with her chief prosecutor on the case. A hearing is scheduled for Thursday to address motions seeking the removal of Fulton County District Attorney Fonnie Willis due to allegations of an improper romantic involvement with Nathan Wade, the special prosecutor she hired. Additionally, Trump and his co-defendants are pursuing the dismissal of the entire case.
Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin's latest hospitalization for emergent bladder issues will keep him from a key meeting of NATO allies in Brussels. The 70-year-old retired general was admitted to Walter Reed National Military Hospital on Sunday. Earlier in the year, he'd been hospitalized due to complications from surgery to treat prostate cancer. Texas Republican Congressman Mike McCall says the situation concerns him.
The world is on fire right now, and if we're not projecting strength, but rather weakness, it only invites aggression and conflict and war, and that's precisely what we're seeing right now.
Snowplow crews will be busy throughout Tuesday in New York and many other parts of the Northeast.
And we will be prepared to plow every street, every highway, and every bike lane as soon as accumulations hit 2 inches or more.
Jessica Tisch is the Sanitation Commissioner in New York City. Forecasters are calling for between 6 inches and a foot of new snow across areas of New York, Pennsylvania, New Jersey, Connecticut, and Massachusetts. There are also coastal flooding concerns along the mid-Atlantic coast. This is USA News.
You've been working hard, doing the right thing, and paying your taxes, and putting your hard-earned money in the Medicare piggy bank all your life. And now it's time to break the piggy bank and get something back. Medicare. If you didn't know it, Medicare is health insurance for people over 65, and you paid for it with your tax dollars. Medicare plans now have more benefits than ever. That's good news, especially if you're like me and looking forward to paying as little as possible for good health insurance. Call and find out what Medicare plan is best for you. Save your time. It's valuable. We've already done the research for you. And in one quick phone call, you can learn how to get the best Medicare plan designed exactly for you. Hey, it's one of the most important decisions in your life. Let us help you through it. Here's our number. Call 65 Plus Medicare now. 800-778-8214. 800-778-8214. That's 800-778-8214.
A 7-year-old boy is fighting for his life after being shot inside Lakewood Church in Houston Sunday afternoon. That's where celebrity pastor Joel Osteen preaches. Commander Chris Hassig of Houston Police said the woman who opened fire and the boy she critically wounded came to the church together.
She gets out of her white vehicle, opens the door, pulls out the 7-year-old child out of the back seat.
The woman's gun had a Free Palestine sticker on it, and she has a long criminal history. Two employees at a chemical facility close to Houston lost their lives after being fatally shot by a 35-year-old individual whose spouse had previously worked at the same plant. The tragic incident occurred at the thermal polymer plant located in Angleton. The perpetrator, identified as Bradley Jones, held the workers at gunpoint before carrying out the shootings. Authorities managed to apprehend him about 30 minutes away near the Texas coastline. President Biden is making light of concerns about his memory following the special counsel report that raised questions on his age. Speaking at a conference in Washington this week, Biden quipped about his longevity.
I know I don't look like it. I've been around a while.
The ABC network has given the green light to Golden Bachelorette, a spinoff slated for this fall following the success of Golden Bachelor. Teresa Nist from New Jersey captured Bachelor Jerry Turner's heart in the original series. The new spinoff will track a woman's journey to find love in her senior years. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
If you're a diabetic, we have great news. You can end the painful finger sticks with a new CGM. Plus, they may be covered by Medicare, Medicaid, or private insurance. If you test and inject daily, you may qualify. Call U.S. Med now to learn more.
800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. That's 800-471-7065.